Okay, well, right now we're going to go back for a second to the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, just to kind of get back in the groove again. Rav Chisda, it's five lines from the top, and Rav Chisda made a statement, and he said, whenever you have a case that's due to Avelus, like Tisha B'Av, or when someone's a mourner, you cannot bathe in hot water or cold water. That's the most important part of our discussion we're going to have today is that piece. We're going to analyze that point. Just on the other flip side of it, if you ever had a day that had limitations to water, but not a mourning day, like let's say a fast day, which you're supposed to have a limited amount of tanug of pleasure, but it's not an issue of mourning, so there we let you be in cold water, but not in hot water still. Okay, those are the rules. We then quoted the Mishnah, and the Mishnah sounded that way as well, because the Mishnah said, you don't bathe, and then it said, and we locked the bathhouses, which we assumed to be, why are we sitting at the bathhouses? My dad said maybe it's for social reasons, but we pointed out that bathhouses actually are a place where you have warm water. So the point of that line was that we're definitely going to knock out the warm water piece, but you can still be in the cold water. The Gemara then said, one second, what else? How else would you? What do you said it? Meaning it sounds like it was hard to describe it. So he said, no, that's what it meant in the end. And that's what Rav Chisda in the end meant, is that you only, again, when it comes to Avilos, to mourning, you can't use any waters. When it comes to like a fast day that's not mourning, but it's Hainas Sibor, where it's an issue of Tanug, you have to avoid Tanug. So there we said it's only an issue of hot water and not cold water. Now we say Lema Misayale, where that's what we got last time, which is about, making this number up, about 17 lines from the top of the page. What do we got, Aaron Bluestein? I say 17. What do we got? You give him an Aleph. Lema Misayale. Ay. Too aggressive. Way too aggressive by me. Okay. Lema Sayele, let's suggest that the following Bryce is going to support Rav Chisda's teaching. Again, Rav Chisda just taught that on Avelus days, on days of Avelus, like again, Tisha B'Av, and when a person is actually mourning, the halacha is that you do not use hot or cold water. Let's suggest the following things to support that. Lema Misayele. Kol chayv tfilos tovlin kidarkan. Anyone who's chayav to go to the mikvah, like a lady who was a nida, now she's pure and she wants to go to the mikvah and become purified. So the halacha is, we say, that she's allowed to go to the mikvah, Tisha B'Av as well as Yom Kippur. B'mai, what kind of mikvah waters are we talking about? What was the temperature of those waters? Ilema bechamin, you want to tell me we're talking about warm waters? And by the way, before you go on, what we're saying right now is that only a lady who's chayav to go to the mikvah is allowed to go to these waters, as opposed to everyone else. Whatever we're going to say the waters are, everyone else should not be going into those waters. What are these waters? Maybe you tell me they're hot waters. We say it can't be hot waters. Tefila b'cham mi'ika. How are you ever going to find mikvah waters that are hot? She'uv ninhu. If you get hot water, you had to have somehow got them into a vessel where you heat them up, and therefore that would make them, this is the other little makos. That'll make them mayim shuv, that'll make them drawn water. And if they're drawn water, we know you can't go to mikvah of drawn water. This is the Gemara's question. The Gemara therefore assumes, elav bitzonim. The case must be, either rather, it's not the case of a chamin, of warm water, rather, it's sonin, it's cool waters. Even cool waters, the rule applies here. Which means, b'chavit filos in, that people have to go to the mikvah, like a lady who was just finished, waiting her clean days after she had her period. She can go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur in cold water. Only she can, meaning in the Shachrin alone. But other people cannot, which means right now we're suggesting that Tisha B'Av, which is a day that's Avelus-like, the rule is you can't go in the you can't bathe in cold waters. So now we see a support for Rav Chisda's statement above that, again, when it comes to waters, when it comes to Avelus situations, you can't go in hot or cold waters. And when it comes to Tiny Sibur, there you're allowed to go in cold water, but not hot water. So we think we proved right now. Here we see that only a woman going to the mikvah can go in the cold waters, but not everyone else. Gemara says, Amar Rav Chana bar Katina lo nitzricha ella lechame tiveria. No, the case is you thought it couldn't be hot waters because hot waters we know require you to get to a certain kli, which makes it mayim shuvin. But I can show you one case when you can find hot water that was heated up naturally. The hot springs of Tveria. I don't know if you guys went there in our trips with Yeshiva to the hot spring of Tveria, but the in Tavera they have these hot springs that are naturally heated up by the sun, by the area. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but they're heated up naturally. There is no taking the waters and putting them into a kli to heat them up, and therefore they're naturally hot waters. And therefore, when the Gemara says that a regular person can't bathe, but only someone who's going to the mikveh can go in them, it refers to Chamei Tveria, because a regular person can't bathe in hot waters, potentially is what it means. And therefore, Rav Chisda's proof, or the support for Rav Chisda, that this is talking about that people can't use cold water to bathe themselves when they're in Avelis, that's not a proof. It could be there was a case of Chamei Tveria, that someone can go to the mikveh in Chamei Tveria, even though it's hot water, but you can't bathe in hot waters if it's Tisha B'Av. Regarding cold waters, that might still be allowed. So therefore, we're not rejecting Rav Chisda, but we're saying the proof we had, and don't forget, it was brought in as a lema. We know lemas are almost always rejected. The proof we had with the lema, suggests as a proof that you can't go to bathe in cold waters if you're in Avelus or on Tisha B'Av, that proof was rejected. Not that it's not true, but this is not a good proof for that din. Mara says, 1 second. That doesn't make sense to reject it the way you just did it. Ihachi, if so, ema seifa. The seifa, that same teaching, when we said, kol chayv tefilos are tovlin kidarkan, that anyone going to mikveh can go to mikveh normally, whether Tisha B'Av or whether Yom Kippur. And we said the case was over here, it was really a hot waters. It was the hot waters of Tveria. That's when we said, a normal person can't go in those hot waters, but for the mikveh you can, if it was a chiv of the mikveh. But the seifa, that same teaching, Rechina's quote, I'm Rechina's skan konim, Rav Chanina, the assistant Kohen, said, "Kedaihu base Elokeinu la'aved alav tefila pa'machas b'shana." He argued on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, again, that you're allowed to go to the mikvah for Tisha B'Av for Yom Kippur. And we said the case was, we thought right now, talking about even the Chamei Tveria and hot waters. But in cold waters, everyone can bathe. And Rabbi Chanina responded, and he said, "What do you mean? It's worth it. Kedaihu. It's worth it that Beis Elokeinu la'aved alav for the sake of the fact that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Again, Tisha B'Av, we're commemorating the loss of Beis HaMikdash. It's worth it for Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, la'aved alav tefila pa'machas b'shana, to have one day you can't go to the mikvah. It's worth it not to allow people to go to the mikvah that one day. Don't make exceptions for anybody that one day even. It's worth it to have one day a year. You can't go to the mikvah because we're mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Now here's what the Gemara says, 1 second. If we say what you answered above, that's the case of Chamei Tveria. But reality is, you're allowed to go in water, you're allowed to bathe when it's cold water. The Amar Pitzonin Mutzer, if you said as you want, it's just above. That's the case we have when we say, only go to the mikvah for your mitzvila, only go to the mikvah for hot water, Chamei Tveria. But regarding cold water, it's Mutzer, then that if you say Pitzonin Mutzer, if you're Chas Pitzonin, why would you suggest that we're going to give up the mikvah waters? Joe, we'll get to you, Joe, in 1 minute. The Gemara's going to get the new piece. So 1 minute warning, right smack in the middle of the page, you give him an hour. We'll get to the new piece in 1 minute. So if you want to tell me again that the case was we're suggesting that cold waters are allowed, only hot waters aren't allowed for everyone else, then Rabbi Chanina, who suggested, I don't understand, just do away with mikvah for one day. What do you mean do away with mikvah? You can still go in cold water, according to the Tanakhama. It would make no sense if that was the case. You shouldn't argue and suggest that the case was that hot water is not allowed. Cold waters mutter, because then Rabbi Chanina would never say, just do without mikvah waters for a day. He would say to you instead, go in cold water for the day. When you say do without, that implies there is no option of cold water. There's no option for mikvah. And therefore, it doesn't make sense then to suggest anything other than this being a proof for Rabbi Chisda. Again, right now, we're seeing the following thing. According to Rabbi Chisda said that when it comes to Tisha B'Av or Avelis, you cannot go in hot or cold water. And right now we think it only makes sense. We said, therefore, we have a proof right now when it says in the Gemara that you're allowed to bathe for reasons, go to mikvah, you're allowed to go to mikvah for a Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. We said, what kind of water is that? Can't be hot water. You can't go mikvah in hot water because that would be Maim Shuvim, we think right now. Must be it's cold water. And we see over here in the cold water, therefore, is Usser. That sounds like Rav Chisda. We say, no, it's really hot water. I have a Maim Shuvim. No, it's Chametz Tveria. It's naturally heated waters, Chamei Tveria. We say, okay, if that's the case then, that would mean that cold waters are mutter for everybody. Then why would Rav Chanina suggest to Tanakhama, don't make exceptions for people who have to go to the mikvah. Don't make exceptions for them. You know, let them do without the mikvah one day. But if you could bathe in cold water, then what do you mean do without the mikvah? Just go in cold water still. So it must be, right now we're thinking, Now, the original din we had wasn't about the Chametz Tveria. It was about even cold water. Even cold water is not allowed for anyone other than going to the mikvah. And therefore, once again, this would be a proof for Rav Chisda. Gemara says, not so fast. Amar Rav Papa, ba'asr lo shchiach tzonin. It's a place when you can't find cold water to go to the mikvah. All the water is heated up. They have Chametz Tveria, which is the kosher mikvah waters. All the other water is heated up. There is no cold bath water to be had. And therefore, Rabbi Chanina is saying, if you don't go to the hot water now, there's no cold water to be had. But you know what? It's worth it to have one day a year. You can't go to the mikvah. It's worth it for the sake of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to prove Rabbi Chizda's point. Rabbi Chizda's point that when it says that you have a day of an avelus, which is Tisha B'Av, or you're an avil, you can't bathe in hot or cold waters. And the Gemara says you can't prove from there. Again, it didn't say it's not true. It just says the proof has been rejected. Why is it rejected? Because the case we were talking about going to the mikvah, where we say only people who are chayav tefillah can go to the mikvah, go here, but not people who are stam in the middle of Tisha B'Av or avelus, which is a day again of avelus. Those are days of avelus. There we're saying don't read it as being they can't go in cold water. It means they can't go in hot water. The hot water is a tefaria, and therefore we have not proven Rav Chizda's point. We're now, again, we're a little further than halfway down the page. If I had a guess from the bottom of the page, it's probably 16 lines, though I was off a little beforehand, I was off, but going 16 lines from the bottom of the page, the word tashma. Tashma. How many lines is that? I don't know. Count it for me, Gabe. Yeah, Renan, what's your question? What do you got?
It's a little bit off topic, but what happens in a drought to, like, the mikvahs, like, they're on water?
So don't forget, we did it in the second makos also, that once you have a kosher mikvah, you're able to fill it up with drawn water. You have to first have a kosher mikvah to start with, a 40 sa kosher mikvah. If you have that, then you can constantly 17. Perfect. If you can get that, if you get the kosher mikvah to start with, you can fill up water from drawn water later on. But you have to get to that first stage originally. You might have a hard time finding that first mikvah if we're during your drought, though. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got?
So, and just in conclusion, we're saying that on both a morning and a public fast, you can go in cold water?
No, Rav Chizda holds that you cannot in a morning time, but the Gemara we wanted to bring to prove it, we couldn't prove from there. Meaning, Rav Chizda says that you cannot go in cold water during morning time, but you can for public fasts. We wanted to bring a proof for Rav Chizda. We rejected the proof, but we're still at a place of assuming that Rav Chizda holds that for morning-like occasions, you can't go in hot, or you can't bathe in hot or cold. And for Tainan Sibor, that's more to avoid Tanug, more to avoid enjoyment than to mourn. In those cases, we're saying you can go in cold water, but not in hot water. We're going to analyze that din right now. Tashma, let's go and look in the following case. And we're going to analyze this din, whether or not this point is correct. Again, the position that Chizda had beforehand. He is not muted. Oh. I don't know how you mute the guy. He's unmutable. Can't even hear the kid. You hear him? I don't hear a thing that kid's saying. Okay, anyways. Okay, he's muted now. Wasn't for me. I deny it. Okay, says the Gemara the following. The Gemara, again, right now is going to analyze. This Tashma over here is going to talk about the public fast discussion we had. Before we said you're allowed to go in cold water, but not hot water. Says the Gemara Tashma, let's come and listen whether that actually seems to work out with these Gemaras that we have elsewhere. He quotes now the following Gemara. Some of this we've already discussed outside, but now we'll see it inside. Kisha Amru Asr B'Malacha. When we say, and these, again, we had a set of fast days. We had the first three by the Yechidim, the second three by the Tzibor, a heightened third set of three, where we said that eat and drink till night, and then we said, but it's Asr from Malacha and Rechitza and Sicha. Regarding that case, Kisha Amru Asr bin Ilas Asanda, sorry, Kisha Amru Asr bin Malacha, Lo Amru El Biyom, Babalila Mutter. When we said it's Asr bin Malacha, that was only a daytime Isser, but the night beforehand, as we said that yesterday as well, that before, you're allowed to do Malacha that beforehand. Kisha Amru Asr bin Ilas Asanda, when we said you can't wear shoes, Lo Amru El Biyir, Babaderech Mutter. We only said that regarding being in a city, in a civilized population. But when you're traveling somewhere, when you're between roads, you're walking between place to place, there we don't say that you're allowed to actually wear leather shoes when you are traveling somewhere. You don't have to be barefoot. You're allowed to wear your shoes when you're, again, in a tight end C-bore. Even the third set of fast, the second set for the C-bore, the third set, including the Yechidim, and we say you shouldn't wear leather shoes. That's only the case when you're standing somewhere in a regular city. But when you're traveling, the derech mutter. Okay, so how do you do it? Then what do you do? Go to the derech noel. When you go out to the way, you're traveling, put your shoes on, leather shoes on. Nichlas leir, when you get to the city, kolitz, and take your shoes off and be without leather shoes. And here's the part where it's focused for ours, so you ever worry about. Uksha amru asav rechitza. When we say that you can't bathe, lo amru ela kol gufo. That only means you can't bathe your entire body. Of a pun of yada viragov mutter. But regarding, you know, in piecemeal, to wash your hands separately, to wash your face separately, to wash your legs separately, during the time of Sibor, again, the third set of this part of the drought, there you're allowed to wash your body parts separately. And then here's the key part. The last line, the chinata motze bin menuda uba avil. And we find the same rule when someone's a menuda, he's like excommunicated, he's been ostracized, he has to go through like a public display of mourning-like behaviors, as well as if he actually is a mourner when he's an avil, is similar halacha as well. Now, okay, what kind of water are we talking about over here? Are we talking about hot water or cold water? What's that? Yeah, Gabe, sorry.
Sorry. When we say so too for one who's like ostracized or banished and so too for the avil, are we saying so too on a fast they have to listen to this, or so too when they're mourning and when they're banished they have to do this?
That thing, the second thing you just said. I mean, the same thing that would apply on the fast everyone else would apply to these guys even non-fast days.
Got it.
There's no malacha, you shouldn't bathe yourself properly, you shouldn't wear leather shoes, etc. Now the Gemara wants to know, what kind of water are we talking about over here? My. First of all, over here, my. Lav akulu. What? Are we not saying that this last throw-out line of a person who's ostracized and a person who is an avil, is that not going at all three parts of this brisa? Meaning, Isser Malacha, Isser Ne'ila Sandal, and Isser Rechitza? Is this case when we're applying and comparing the rules of the Tainus Seaboard to the avil of the Menuda, is it not about all three of them? And let's say it is for a second. It's all three of them, which means including, again, we're focusing now on the last of the three, which is the bathing part. Ubamai. What kind of bathing, my skin, what kind of bathing are we talking about right now? Ilema bechamin. You want to tell me we're talking bathing in hot water? You're allowed to only bathe in hot water, parts of your body. That's not true. Ilema bechamin, panav yadav ragla misharu. Who says you're allowed to bathe your face, your legs, your hands in hot water during these, when you're in avil? The Amorosh has just stated, avil, asul hoshi etbo bechamin. A person who's in mourning can't even stick his finger in hot water. He can't even bathe his finger in hot water. And therefore, don't tell me if it means that the avil and the menuda are referring to the entire, all three cases in the brisa. The case of you're allowed to wash in parts of your body, it can't be talking about hot water, because you can't bathe your body in hot water. Ele lav, rather, is it not talking about betzoning? Which means what? You're allowed to bathe parts of your body in cold water, but you can't do what? You can't bathe your whole body in cold water. And what's the case we're talking about over here? Not only in Avil. We said the Chayim Avil. But even which case we talk about this for? Boys? Which case even? Yechiel, can I hear you? Even in the case of Tain and Sibor. Even Tain and Sibor. Again, we said the Chayim Avil. Not only Sibor, but also Avil. What does that mean? That at Tainus Seabor, we're suggesting right now, according to the Gemara, you can only, in cold water, wash your face separately, wash your hands separately, wash your legs separately, but you can't give a full-out bath in cold water. Kasha Rav Chisda. Because Chisda said above that when it comes to mourning, you can't do hot and cold. When it comes to Tainus Seabor, you can do cold, but you can't do hot. But now the Gemara sounds like if we compare Avelis to Tainus Seabor, and we know you definitely can't bathe Avelis-wise, piecemeal, piece by piece, in hot water, it must be talking about cold water. You're only allowed to bathe now in cold water for time to see more parts of your body at a time, but not the whole body. Kasher of Chizda. Says the Gemara.
Yes. Wait, Chizda says that.
Chizda says when it comes to Avelis, you can't bathe in hot or cold. When it comes to time to see more, you can't bathe in hot, but you can bathe in cold. But right now, Basically, the deep bathe in the Gemara right now. It's not like you can't bathe in the hot and you can't bathe in cold your whole body. You can bathe part of your body at a time in cold, but nothing in hot. Kasher Rav Chisda.
Rebbe.
Gemara. What's that?
That thing we brought, which made like a comparison between Avel and Tanit Sibor, that was a Braisa?
Yes. That was a Braisa. I think so. Yeah. Looks like it. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Blow. It's not right. It's not Tzonim. It's not a case of cold water. It's a case of hot water. We say you're allowed to bathe in hot water part of your body at a time. We asked the question. It says, we said before that the same halacha applies, as we listed above, to whether you're ostracized or you're an avil, and we know an avil can't bathe in hot water or even part of his body. So how can you tell me it refers to hot water that you can do piece by piece, but not the whole body? Asha'arakai, that's going on the other ones. The Gemara listed three cases. We talked about a case of bathing, a case of wearing leather shoes, and a case of doing malacha. The Gemara assumed right away that when it says v'chein b'menuda uba avil, it was going on all three of those cases. That brought us to our conclusion against Rav Chisda that you can't even bathe in cold water. You can only bathe your head or your face or your hands or your legs separately in cold water, but not the whole body. Kasher Rav Chisda says Rav Chisda back. No, you got it wrong. When it said v'chein ba'ava u'b'menuda or b'menuda u'b'ava, that was dafka the first two parts of our discussion. But the third part, Rechitza, wasn't talking about an avil. Everyone else is allowed to bathe in the hot water, your legs or your hands or your face, part by part, right? Not your whole body, but part by part in hot water. And regarding cold water, says Rav Chisda, yeah, you can have your whole entire body bathed if you are in the tiny seaboard. The other discussion was about the first two parts of that braisa, which was about the leather shoes and the isur malacha. So we're back now again. We didn't prove anything, but we didn't disprove it either. Yeah, Gabe, what do you got?
Two things. First, when did we like knock off all the other stuff, like the anointing and the oil and that? Like,
the Bryce didn't talk. You're right. The Bryce didn't talk about those cases. We're not ignoring them. We just don't. It's not part of this Bryce, so we can't do anything. We're now analyzing and focusing simply on bathing. But you're right. Those are the discussion we had. Yeah.
And then also, how can we say though, when you see in the Gemara, it says first it says the shoes and it says the bathing and then it says and this is v'chein. So how do you know it's just like not bathing? I feel like
you don't know. If not on that, you would think opposite. You would think
it's the opposite,
sure, right?
Yeah.
So Rav Chisda is stuck. So it's called a Hail Mary. He goes a Hail Mary. Meaning again, Rav Chisda, you can argue on this if you wanted to, but Rav Chisda, who gave his opinion, this Gemara, the way that you read it now, Gabe, the way the Gemara first started with it, would be a kash and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda throws a Hail Mary. And he says, no, it's got to be, the case is where it's only the other stuff. It's not Pashup Shana of the Gemara. So Rav Chisda says in order to defend his opinion. And again, you can't say it. It's not crazy to say. It's not like impossible. It's just like not what we would have thought to say. Okay? Agreed. Agreed. In a court of law, if you had to pick an opinion, you know, would this knock it out? No, but would certainly put it as like, the other team's winning right now. Say that, in the court of law. Okay. Back to the Gemara. We're still now on a new Tashma we have right now. A new Tashma, and we're going to analyze right now the case of mourning. Again, we have before, I remind you, Rav Chisda said two opinions, one regarding mourning cases, one regarding Tainas Sibur. Mourning cases, he says neither hot nor cold is allowed to bathe your body in, your whole body. And regarding Tainas Sibur, hot's not allowed, cold is allowed. We've tried to prove it, we reject the proof. We reject the challenge. We're now going to focus our attention on the mourning case once again. Tashma, number of Abba, Kohen, Mishur, Yossi, Kohen, Masa, Umesu, Banu, Yossi, Ben, Rabbi, Hanina, Barachat, Bitsonin, Kol, Shiva. The following story we have a story where the sons, in plural, of Yossi, Ben, Rabbi, Hanina passed away, and Rabbi Yossi, Ben, Rabbi, Hanina bathed himself, Bitsonin, Kol, Shiva. He washed his whole body, in cold water all 7 days. In cold water all 7 days. So the Gemara is right now, one second, how can you do that? That implies that Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina holds that an avil is allowed to bathe himself in, over here, in cold water all 7 days. How could that be? How could that be? We said before that in Avil is prohibited to bathe in hot or cold water his whole body. But says, no, awesome. There, the case was when he had Avelos after Avelos. We'll soon see the Gemara is going to describe that when you have Avelos coming into the next Avelos, you have, let's say, a person who was got in a car accident. And one son died right away. And one son died 7 days later. God forbid, lo aleinu. So when that happens back to back, so we're going to see there are certain leniencies we don't usually let during Avelos. We're going to let because it kind of piggybacked on us too much. There were too many terrible things that if you let the second Avelos come without addressing the first Avelos's needs, you know, after having went to that first Avelos, then it's going to be very uncomfortable. So we're more lenient. Tavla Nebraisa, Tachpu Avelos Zachar. If you have someone who's Avelos, again, piggybacks one after the other one, right after Tachpu, like take it, like immediately following the other one, the other one came, then the halacha is this, Hichbid Sa'aro, Mekal Bitar. If your hair gets heavy, meaning if your beard hair or your head hair gets very heavy, it's like too much, you're allowed to make it lighter with a razor. I think a razor and kind of like shave a little bit down to make it more manageable. Umechavis tzusa b'mayim, and you're out of clothes that you can wear. So you're allowed to launder your clothing not with detergent or with big cleaning devices, but with water. You're allowed to use water to launder your clothing. It's not the biggest cleaner, but at least makes it somewhat clean, even more lenient. And therefore, there's something more lenient over there. We're going to also suggest now. This is the point of Rav Chisda. We're going to also suggest that if it came to Avelos, followed by Avelos, even though normally you can't be in hot or cold water, we're going to let you be in cold water as a leniency. Like we let you trim it with a razor, we let you wash your clothing with just plain water, we let you bathe also in cold water. But in reality, normal Avelos, you could not bathe in cold water. That's the din over here, and that's how Rav Chisda explains his din. Amar Rav Chisda, by the way, explains regarding the case we just mentioned, Bitar v'lobimus v'rayim. When we say you can shave it down with your hair, it's not with a razor, but not with scissors, because it's abnormal to use a razor to cut your hair. You should use scissors. So only a razor, not scissors, because it's abnormal. And b'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo b'chol. You're allowed to use water again to clean the garments, not neser, not chol. Neser is like a type of either a stone or dirt. So again, it creates level of friction to clean the stains out. And chol also, which is sand, creates a level of friction in the washing process to clean the stains out. That you can't use. That's really how people clean. But mayim, just plain water, that you can use to try to help the cause when you have this case of tachpu avelos. Okay, so we have Rav Chisda's opinion. We have we've explained already right now regarding we gave some proofs. We rejected those proofs. Some questions, rejected those questions. We now challenge the din of avelos, where it sounds like you're allowed to be in cold water. Rav Chisda says you can't. We're saying no. It was a unique scenario when you had avelos followed by avelos. There we're more lenient, like we see by cutting your hair, like we see by bathing your clothing. We're also more lenient when you have avelos followed by avelos. When it comes to bathing, we let you bathe, though normally not. But here we let you bathe in cold water. That's all Rav Chisda. Rava argues. I'm a Rava. Rava says, and this was something that gave it for him. We have machlokas right now. We got to pick which side we agree makes more sense to us. I'm a Rava. Avel mutalir chos mitzonin kol shiva. As opposed to Rav Chisda, who said when you're in avelos, you can't bathe in hot or cold water. Rava holds that an avel is allowed to bathe in cold water. You're allowed to. Why? Meat dehavi abisra the chamra. Similar to meat and wine, meaning a person is allowed to have a level of enjoyment in life. You don't have to be, you know, be suffering the whole way through. You gotta have a little meat, a little wine, if you need to. Rashi went down here is level of tanug you're allowed to have, like cold water. Cold water is refreshing. Meat and wine to eat and drink a little bit is refreshing. And you're allowed to have this level of refreshingness, refreshing nature. You don't have to make yourself go crazy, and therefore you're allowed to bathe. You can't have, let's say, full-fledged tanug. You can't bathe in the hot water. You gotta bathe in cold water, Rava says. We're not going to challenge Rava. You can bathe in cold water in your avil. Macy, Akasha, top of your gimel base. Ainabo gerish v'shayel na'avil's atma, v'may avil, avia. Bryce says, a bogeris, meaning an older lady or a young lady, but someone who's past the age of being a nara. She's, let's say, 13 years old and onwards, 12 and a half and onwards. She's not allowed to make herself in the navel to look ugly. She can make herself look ugly when she is bimei avel, avel avia. Now, what that means, avel avia, we're going to take Rashi's tip shot. We'll just say, when she's in mourning, let's say, over her father passed away, she's in mourning, she's not allowed to make herself look ugly. So that implies, hanara v'shai. Anara, though, a young lady, 12 and 12 and 6 months, those 6 months, is allowed to. Now, the reason why Bogaris is different, says Rashi, is because she's supposed to be, she's now of marriageable age. You want to make sure that the suitors who see her would jump the opportunity to marry her or make sure she looks pretty. And therefore, she can't go through a very uglifying process. It's not a word. She makes up look ugly, though. But Nara is still young. She's allowed to. Yeah, Renan, what do you got?
What if she already is married?
Oh, excellent question. Then I assume it should be allowed to, then. She'd be allowed to. Good question. Only when she's single and she's an eligible bachelorette. So Gemara now assumes Manara is not allowed to avoid looking disgusting. My lav brechitza, what? It's not talking about bathing? Does it not refer to bathing? Meaning Anara couldn't bathe? And Rav Chisda said Anara, as Rav Chisda said, everyone's allowed to bathe if you're in cold water. So this has a kasha Rav Chisda. Ubamai, what's the case talking over here? What kind of water is this? Ilei mo b'chamin, talking the case over here is a case of chamin, that it's referring to hot water. Ein bogeres rishai. What do you mean a woman is not allowed to avoid hot water? Sure, she can avoid hot water. Vamar of Chizr, because it's stated, Avel aslo shik etbo b'chamin. And Avel can't put even a finger into hot water. It doesn't make any sense that you can't put a finger in it, but a bogeris can bathe freely in hot water. It doesn't make any sense. El lav b'tzoni must be what's the case. Talking about a case of cold water. That a bogeris can't make herself look ugly. She must bathe in cold water, implying a Nara cannot bathe in cold water. Rava said, right in the bottom of Yigim Oman Aleph, the prior Amud, Rava said that Avil is allowed to bathe in cold water. It's not hot water. Kasha and Rava. Again, Rava said before, against Rav Chisda, Rava said before in that a person is allowed to bathe in cold water when they're in Avil. But over here, it sounds like we're saying a person cannot bathe in cold water. A Bulgaris can, because she shouldn't look ugly. She should look unattractive to her suitors. But a Naru, who's too young still, who's still chayv in Mitzvah, because she's over about Mitzvah, but she's still very young. So in theory, a Nara would not be allowed to bathe even in cold waters. Kasha and Rava? Gemara says, no, that's not what ugly unattractive means. It doesn't mean bathing. You're allowed to bathe in cold water, Rava would tell you. What does it refer to? Akichol upirkus. It refers to kichol, means making your eyes like blue, like mascara, or not mascara, eyeliner. Pirkus refers to braiding of the hair. It refers to these things. Bathing in cold water, allowed. Looking attractive, like putting on makeup and braiding your hair, not allowed for an hour. Yes, for a bogeris, and no for an hour. So now we have Rava. We challenge Rava's opinion that an avil could bathe with cold water during avilus, and we rejected the question. And now we're going to go the reverse. We're now going to actually try to prove Rava's shita. Let's now try to prove Rava's correct. And now I see a lot of the words we quoted earlier that we asked the kasha on Rav Chisda beforehand, and Rav Chisda answered it. We're now going to use these same gemaras as a proof for Rava. Don't forget, Rav Chisda held you can't bathe in cold water. And we asked all these questions to Rav Chisda, if a person's avil can't bathe in cold water, and he rejected the questions. But now we have those same gemaras now, and those gemaras sound are really supporting the opinion of Rava. Let's try to prove Rava was correct that you're allowed to bathe in cold water if you're an avil. Dar Rav Abba HaKohen, Mishim Yosei HaKohen, Ma'ase U'meisu Banam Shor Rav Yosei Bar Chanina. We had it before, and Rav Yosei Bar Chanina's sons died. Rachat Ptoni Kol Shiva. He bathed in cold water all 7 days. Ah! Perfect. That's Rav Shita. No, don't prove from there. Amri Hasam Mishachatachpu Avel of Zachar Zeh. We already said over there. The case was when the Avelis came back to back, and that's why you're allowed to bathe in cold water, but not normally, and therefore it's not a good proof to Rav. Time later, we're not going to quote this idea that when you have back to back Avelis's Aveli, it's not really how you say it, but you have back to back Avelis sittings. The rule over there is we say we're going to show you can be a little more lenient. When if your hair gets too heavy, you can line it with a razor. We're more lenient. You can bathe your clothing in water. With things we don't usually let on the first run of Avelos, but when it's back to back, we let it. And Amr of Chizr, Chizr elaborate over there in that case. You can use a razor, but not scissors. He has a new one in, but when it comes to laundering, only with water, but not with dirt, not with sand, and ahal is like soap. You can't use soapy items either, but when it comes to bathing, to washing your clothing. So here we see again that the Rav of Paskins, you're allowed to bathe in cold water if you are an Avil. And we thought we had a proof for it, but we said, no, that case wasn't a proof. That was a unique scenario where there was a back-to-back Avilus levels, and therefore you had to help the guy a little bit. We made some allowances, but those are not usually allowed on typical Avilus. Almost done. Ika de Amri, there are those who say that Rav has a different shot, that he actually holds like Rav Chisda. He says that the Amr Rava, Avel, Asr, Betzoni, and Kol Shiva. Avel, just like he can't bathe in hot water, he can't bathe in cold water either all 7 days, like we saw Rav Chisda said earlier. So, Ma'ashar, Basar, and Yayin, why is it in the Basar? How can Basar and Yayin are permitted? But bathing in cold water is not. Again, Rubb's whole proof before was comparing to Buster and Yayan. Now we're saying here, well, if I can let you have Buster and Yayan, why can't you let the person bathe in cold waters? Not hot waters, but cold waters. Or says, no, Hasim over there, the Fechuche Pachte Hud Avid. There, eating meat and drinking wine, you want to relax the person's anxieties, relax the person's fears. You're allowed to do that. You don't have to be suffering. You shouldn't be enjoying yourself. You don't have to be suffering. So to eat a little bit of comfortable food, drink a little bit of wine and relax a little bit, that we understand where that comes from. We understand why a person may be allowed to do that, according to the opinion of Rava, because Rava does allow that. But that's because you want to relax anxieties. Bathing in cold water is not relaxed anxiety, so we're not going to be as lenient. That's why we're going to disconnect the idea of bathing in cold water with eating meat and drinking wine. Okay. Leib Misaile, we're going to try to support this idea that we just said. The idea we said beforehand, which would be the support of Rava and Rav Chisda, that you can't bathe even in cold waters. In Bogeret Shoshayel Navil Atzma, that a Bogeret's not allowed to make herself look ugly. Again, we're assuming right now we're talking about bathing. Hanara Rashai, Nara is allowed to. But my, what kind of waters are we talking about over here? What kind of ugliness? What kind of unattractiveness? Even the Chamin, we assume it's bathing, and we assume it's hot. We say it can't be hot water. But if it was a Chamin, in Bogeret Shoshai. When it says that the woman's not allowed, the older lady's not allowed to avoid, again, it's direct discussion we had above, but the reverse of it. Instead of being a question, it's now a proof. It says, Ainabu Garish Rashai, a woman who's older is not allowed to avoid hot water. What do you mean? Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Avil Asulo Shiatim Bechamin. An Avil cannot put his finger in hot water, which means that a Bulgaris would never allow a Bulgaris to bathe fully in hot water. El Elav Bitsonin. So rather, is it not talking about the case of Tsonin? And therefore, that sounds like over here again. That an avil is not allowed to, that a nara, therefore, a nara cannot, only a bulgaris can bathe in sonin, but a nara cannot bathe in sonin when she's an avil. Oh, supports the thing we just said of Rav Chisda and Rava, who hold that an avil can't bathe in hot or cold waters, which is no, it's not your proof flow, akicho upirkus. We said it before, and it's not talking about a case of bathing, it's talking about a case of putting makeup on and doing your hair. Okay, now finally, last few lines, and we're stopping, is gives the sum of all that we had, the final sum up of everything we had. And then we have a whole new sugya later on. Amr of Chizda, Zos, Omeris, Avil, Aser, Vidikmosis, Kol Shiva. This din over here we learn now is that an Avil is not allowed to bathe, to wash their garments at all 7 days. And here's a final psak halacha of Hilchasa. Halachas are as follows. Avil, Aser, Lichot, Kol Gufa, Ben Yucham, Ben Mitzodin. An Avil cannot bathe with hot or cold water, Kol Shiva, all the days of Elis. But you can bathe in pieces of your body, your head, your hands, your legs. In hot water you can't, but in cold water you can do that. And aval, however, lasuch, but to anoint your body, to put creams on it, and to put like oils on it, afilu kol shu aser, you can't do even a little bit, even on a finger you can't do, no matter what. But if you want to get rid of dirt, you want to get rid of filth, that's allowed on when you're an avil. You can put deodorant on. You can spray yourself to something's disgusting. You can bathe that. You can wash that. You can remove it. You can put some ointment on it. That you're allowed to do. That's where we stop over here. Whew, need a breather after that part.
Thank you, Rav.